Okay, so it is Monday, and of course, it's Youth Day tomorrow. Things are happening here, there, everywhere. I asked you a bit earlier if you have got something planned for Youth Day. Let me know. 082-414-1077. I would like to tell everyone else about it. We've got the third annual Youth Day Sports Festival that's already started on the 13th, and it'll continue till tomorrow out in Bakwedi. And then, let me just double check here from, I think it's Ward 28, if I've got it correct, Yeah, Ward 29 has got a sports there as well. MMC Apollos sent me that information. It's at St. Albans Primary School, starting at 9:30 tomorrow. And then also a few other things as well. But I've got an interesting gentleman in studio with me. Sipatle let me just get this thing right. Sipatle Chisaba.
Chamba.
Okay. With the blocked nose, I'm struggling to say a lot of things this morning. Anyway, Chief, are you well? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I am well. How good? How are you?
I'm always well. Always well. You with an organization and Fundakasi, and you're the public relations officer.
Yes.
Okay, so the organization was formed in 2024. It was registered. How did it come that you guys registered this business?
This organization was founded by three young professions.
Okay.
Namely Owe Tupeki, Somila Tope, and Umivuyo Sobeko. So these young professions, over the years, Fundakasi was created with the vision of helping learners from previous disadvantaged communities access better educational opportunities and successfully transition from high school and higher educations. Yes.
Okay, and you guys have got some goals or aims that you set yourself out. You providing mentorship and guidance to learners seeking access to universities and TVET colleges.
Yes,
how's
sir.
That going?
I'd say it's going good because we do have our core graduates, whereby we apply for them in varsities, TVET colleges, and they become successful. The application becomes successful, and they study further. Yes, sir.
So you guys are assisting with the application?
Yes.
Okay.
And also bursaries and.
Okay. Take us through that process. If I'm now, say, grade 11, when is a good time to come knock on Fundakasi's door?
So a good time to come knock on the door, I think, let's say grade 9. That's when, that's when you're in a process of choosing your subjects, right?
Okay.
And choosing your future also, I'd say.
That's important.
Yes,
okay.
And choosing your future based on the subjects you'll be doing throughout the 3 years, which is grade 10, 11, and 12.
Because there's a certain criteria. You have to have certain subjects to get into a specific kind of
field.
Career.
Yes.
Okay. So, with that said, do you guys have, open days, or how does it work? How do I make an appointment? Do I just come to you? How does that work?
Oh, so, sir, since our organization is... our workers are from varsities.
Okay.
So we have holidays, which is June, and during the November and December holiday. Right. So we host our programs during June so that we can help people. Since it's holiday, people also have chance to come to us when it comes to programs. Where we host it in libraries and other community centers where we gather with students.
So it sounds like you're taking it to the community.
Yes.
And make it accessible for them.
Yes, we're trying to make our education a fashion in Bakwedi.
Okay, you're trying to make it a fashion.
Yes.
That's a nice way of looking at it. No? You're also equipping learners with the essential computer literacy skills. Is that a specific program that you run? How does that program work?
We do host those programs in Lucanio,
the school,
and also in the libraries,
okay,
where we have computers. that are given to us. Then we help like students like access the learning skills of computers, right?
Okay. And you being the public relations officer.
Mm-hmm.
So just as a matter of interest for some of the learners that might be listening to us at the moment and still looking for a career, do you think that's a good way, a good career, PR work?
I'd say it's a good career because that's when you like connect with the media also, and also like connections also, you know, where you get like fundings for your organization.
Yes. Okay. Do you have a specific kind of I take it you guys would have some sort of a career expo?
So that's our vision, right? So our vision is like to become leading youth development organization, operating across South Africa, providing educational access, mentorship, and opportunities to young people from townships, communities.
Yes. Okay, so there's quite a few career expos that's currently happening, and how do you guys latch onto that? Are you getting involved in those kind of things? Would you like to get involved in it?
Since we are like a non-profitable company, also we're not funded, we'd like to be exposed to like those kind of opportunities also. Yes,
that's what I wanted to get to as well. Yes, where's the funding coming from?
For now we have no funding, but stuff like these, for example, KC Undercover, the Radio KC and newspapers, they would help us to get exposed to the media and the social. Yes.
Okay. So for this year, if there's grade 9s or any student for that matter, how can they get hold of you guys?
So we have our social media platforms, which is Instagram, Fundakasi Academy.
Okay.
And also we have a number, which is... Let me quickly check for the number.
Okay, so we're going to post that number on our WhatsApp status.
Okay.
If students or learners are interested in contacting you, even parents that can contact you. So what projects are you busy with at the moment?
At the moment, we're about to host a program, which is our application program, which we host every June holiday for TVET and university college students.
And where is that taking place?
It normally takes place at the youth center of Mbekweni.
Okay.
Or the B part of Mbekweni. Yes.
And take us through a day like that. What happens on the day?
So we have our workers, of course, which is our management group.
Okay.
Whereby we start early in the morning till around about 4.
Okay.
Our aim is to make sure we help everyone that comes through. So we take you to like, let's say you have like 3 options for each varsity.
Okay.
So for one day, let's say we're hosting 3 varsities. So for one person, it's approximately like 6 applications.
Okay.
Yeah, so you go to your consultation. We consult with one of our workers. Then they take you through your career choice.
Okay.
If you do qualify, we try to be more realistic with the learners. If you see that, no man, you don't actually like, you don't have potential in this type of career, but you do have potential in other one. So we try to motivate you in that way.
Okay.
Because at, like, how can I say, in the future, once we give you what you want, but you can't reach it, it will be a problem to us. It's sort of like a resistor. So we're trying to tackle that resistors and change it to like a successful thing.
Okay.
You know?
Yes. Great stuff, man. So, it is, where does the name come from? Fundakasi.
So funda means learn, study, and school. You know?
Okay. Fundakasi.
Yes. And then Kasi is a township. Yes.
Fundakasi. Okay. So great stuff. It is important to have a qualification, and to establish yourself as an individual in order to make it in today's life.
I'd say this topic is a very sensitive topic, education for our young people. And the resistors are like, let's say, community crisis and stuff like that. So for me, I'd say education is very important because at the end of the day, With no education, you have no knowledge.
True.
Yes.
True. So tell me, what's the most common challenges that Fundakazi are facing?
The most common is like our funding. So we struggle more like of transport mode, and also to like cater for people who are coming to us, like students, young leaders, who's coming to us for like applications. Yes.
Okay. And then with the June holiday program that you guys are doing, that you explained to us now, learners, do they have to register? Do they have to, or can they just rock up?
They can just rock up. Yes, they can just rock up. There's no like registration process.
Okay.
Can just rock up and
Okay. So also there's different learnerships and skill development opportunities that pops up throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
So do you guys support learners in accessing learnerships and skills development opportunities?
Yeah. So since we do have our pages on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
we try by all means to like let everyone know about the learnerships that's across the country by posting it in our stories and also making it posts.
Okay. So the June holiday one is coming up now, right?
Yeah.
And then afterwards, anything else that's happening for the rest of the year?
So far, I think we'll also be hosting like programs in like schools, high schools, whereby we're raising awareness.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
That's all about raising awareness.
It's like it's all about our youth. We're taking care of our youth and trying to make education a fashion. You know. Yes.
Okay, right. So, a last thing from your side, mm-hmm. and I want you to have a conversation directly or speak directly to the youth that's listening to us at the moment and motivate them as to why, point number one, they should get an education, proper mm-hmm. education with a qualification
mm-hmm.
that's after matric, and then why they should come and seek support from Fundakazi.
Okay, as I mentioned here early on, that education is a sensitive topic, right? Yeah. So they do face like challenges like, let's say, depression, community issues, whereby they can't access education. So from my side, as a Fundakazi member, I'd like to invite them, whereby we consult with them, see what's the problem, try to tackle the resistor and make it a change to education. So education is very important because that determines your future. With no education, you have no knowledge. Yeah, that's what I believe. That's what I tell myself every day. With no education, you have no knowledge.
Okay. Right, Chief, you must go well. Thank you for popping in this morning and giving us the information. So, are you just sticking all the information about Fundakazi on our WhatsApp status so that people and parents and youth can actually contact you directly and make contact with you guys? Something special you need to share with me?
I'd like to share our number where you can call us on, and our email also.
Okay.
Okay. So for our number, it's 071
okay
095
okay
8160.
Okay, zero, give it again.
071
yeah
095
yeah
8160.
Okay, and the email address?
Fundakazi NPC at gmail.com.
Okay, and they can drop you a mail and just request information and come see you guys. Fundakazi, empowering minds through action.
Yes,
that's what you guys are saying.
Yes,
details, people, it's 071-095-8160. Contact them and get our youth involved, and here's opportunities for them to be assisted. And thank you for your good work and what you guys are doing in our communities.
Yes, thank you so much, sir.
All right, Chief, you go well.
Thank you.
Righto. That's Fundakazi. People, go check out our WhatsApp status and on our socials. We will, in fact, it is there. Make contact with them and let's support them. If you are a company and you would like to support them in any way whatsoever, maybe just give them a call, set up a meeting and get some information from their side, how you can get involved and how you can get our youth out there and empower them.